Yeah, me too. Well, I can handle, you know, the repeater and its operation, and the digital mode can deal with that and kind of how everything works. But just the whole radio, then, as far as what I would want to try first, an HT, what can I hit it from here with an HT, or should I get a mobile? I mean, I would probably be utilizing it more from home than I would my car. So I'm leaning more toward a mobile, but I really don't know. And then what radio to get? I looked online, and it's like, well, there's an expense factor for one, but there are cheaper ones too, or achievable ones. And then programming and software, and you know, it's a whole different animal. So things I gotta learn and figure out, and decide if I want to dive into it or not. I think it would be cool though.
So the sweet spot kind of is the Motorola XTS, XTL radios. The XTL is the mobile, and the XTS is the portable. And there's a couple of them around town here. There was a lot of guys that bought them back when the system was rocking and rolling before. And, you know, when the system went down, a lot of guys got out from underneath them. And then, you know, but I says, you know, well, I will be putting it back up. It's just how long do you want to sit on it? You know, I'm sure they figured it could always get another if something cool happens. But I know Lance has got one, and he's probably never, and he wants to get rid of it because he's never going to use it because he lives up in Flushing. And the P25 available to him is all going to be VHF. And he's got a UHF one. So there's one right there. I don't know what he's got or what he's willing to spend. Or yeah, he's got an XTS 5000 handheld. But we can talk more about it. You know, like I said, it's not really something I, you know, encourage people to do. It's kind of one of those things like if you're interested and you want to do it, you know, kind of a thing. But I definitely, you know, I hate to, you know, tell people, you know, oh, yeah, get into it. I like it. Okay, you know, and I know there's, you know, at least half a dozen people waiting for it to pop up here locally, and then there's a whole bunch of people around the state that are running it regularly, you know, that's always on in their vehicle. So I don't know. We'll talk as time goes on. I've got to get the, you know, I'm really busy this weekend, so I don't think I'm going to have time, but I got to get a replacement repeater for the GMRS, and then I'm going to pull the repeater that's currently in for GMRS, and that's going to be the machine I'm going to use for P25. And then, you know, and then I got to get it networked and stuff like that. So there's, you know, there's a bit to do. I'm hoping I'll have this online, you know, in a couple of weeks. All right, I got to jump out, get inside. I'm sure she's going in by now, and I'm going to have to go figure out where the hell she is. W8FU, Dakota.